Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
And back we go for another week of food from the Fancy Food Show that was held in New York at the Javits Center on June the 30th and July 1st and 2nd. Let's see what else we can find out about the world of food and what we have to look forward to in the supermarkets in the weeks and months ahead.
We're speaking with Kevin Brooks. Kevin is here with a company called Berry Breeze, which at first blush, one would think is something nice to drink.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, but completely different from that, for sure.
Tell us about Berry Breeze. It's actually an item.
Yes, actually. So Berry Breeze is a newly patented, very unique device that sits on the top shelf of your refrigerator, and in 60 minutes, we kill all the bad stuff. And what I mean by that is we allow your fruits and vegetables or anything inside your refrigerator to maintain the nutritional value longer, as well as preserve its freshness longer. And by doing that, one of the key components of it is that we eliminate all odor. So if you ever opened up your refrigerator and wonder where that stinky smell comes from, that's from decaying and rotting foods that are permeating out that odor. We neutralize all of that. So you can, every time you open up your refrigerator, it's essentially smooth, fresh tasting.
I don't want to give away any trade secrets or anything, but I mean, for years, people have been using baking soda, charcoal, a variety of other things. How does your product differ?
Completely different technology. So baking soda and any other element like that simply absorbs what's already inside your refrigerator. We're neutralizing the bad components, the botrytis, the molds, the bacteria, the yeast, the fungus. So instead of just absorbing the odor, we're eliminating the odor where it starts. Think of your body going and taking a fresh, clean shower. That's what we're doing. We're disinfecting and neutralizing the bad areas inside your refrigerator, so we're eliminating the odor before it can start.
Well, this is radio, so we're going to have to paint a visual picture. What does the object look like? I'm looking at it right now. How would you describe it to someone if they couldn't see it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the device itself is about the size of a large orange or a small grapefruit. It sits on the back shelf of your refrigerator. It's white, so camouflage sits in the back of it. You won't even know that it's there. And we've built it and perfected it enough that it doesn't require any maintenance. So that's the really cool part about it. Is every 4 to 6 months you change out the batteries and then you just let it go. There's a nice light on the front of it that lets you know when you need to replace the batteries. Otherwise, you just sit there and enjoy the stuff you have inside your fridge.
What battery does it take?
4 standard D-size batteries.
Okay. How can people find the product if they would be interested in buying one, or can they get it at retail stores or appliance stores or just online or where?
Sure. We're at berrybreeze.com. We're in 50 or so different small retailers. We're in Whole Foods domestically. But the best way probably for your international audience is go to berrybreeze.com and check on our locations tab, because I overseas, one of our biggest retailers is Yodobashi's. And then we're in a number of other retailers over there as well.
Yeah, you were mentioning before we started the interview that you're getting quite a bit of interest in your product in Asia, primarily because some Asian foods can have a rather lingering aroma, correct?
Absolutely. So throughout the Asias, specifically in China and Japan, with all of this soy sauce, garlic, and onions, it's doing a great job on that. And then we just recently opened up South Korea because of the kimchi. So, yeah, so we're getting a great response on that.
Great. Well, thank you very much. I look forward to testing a Berry Breeze. I cook all the time. My refrigerator is it's probably warm inside from all the traffic it gets going in and out every day.
Absolutely. Well, we'll make sure you walk away with one today.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much, Kevin. Guest this time is James Oliveira, and we're talking tea again. We've had a couple of different teas. This one is different and very, very pretty. Tell us about your product.
Well, what we have here is matcha green tea. It's a powdered green tea, actually from Japan. It's essentially just green tea leaves that are just ground into a fine powder.
How is that different than the leaves? I mean, how is it processed different? What makes it taste different?
Well, there's a lot. For one, in the cultivation method, it is actually shade grown about a month before harvesting. This actually helps maintain a lot of the nutrients and the amino acids that actually give matcha a nice, sweeter flavor to it compared to other teas that are open air that maybe have more of that bitter astringency. Then once the tea leaves are actually harvested, they go through a refining process where they remove the veins, stems, and unwanted parts and just take the best part of the leaf, and then they then stone grind the leaves into a fine powder.
Where's the geography, the actual sourcing of the tea leaves themselves?
Our matcha actually comes from the Nishio region, which is found in Aichi Prefecture in central Japan.
Now, I notice your teas are sort of creamy looking. Most tea people think of it as clear. How is the preparation that you're doing here today?
Well, we have two products here. We're actually, one is our matcha to go. We're actually sampling in a iced tea format. Simply, you just take that product and you can actually pop it in a water bottle and shake it up to have matcha on the go anywhere. The second product is actually our matcha Zen Cafe blend, which is simply a mixture of matcha and a little bit of cane sugar as sweetener. And we just simply added to actually almond milk and made an iced latte out of it.
How does the tea come packaged?
It comes packaged in various formats. One way, if you're getting a pure tea, it does come in a 30-gram tin. If you happen to drink a lot of tea, it does come in a bigger pack size, which is a 100-gram foil bag. And then we actually have two products for those on the go. Again, it's our matcha to go that comes in a sachet stick. That is just a pure ceremonial tea for traditional tea. And then again, the other product is our matcha Zen Cafe blend that's used for blended drinks like lattes and smoothies, and that comes in a sachet containing, again, matcha and pure cane sugar sweetener.
If our listeners would like more information about your product, your line of products, or where to find them, how can you direct them?
The best way would be through our online website. It's just at aya-america.com. That's spelled AIYA-America.com.
Great. Thank you very much, James. I appreciate it. Hope you have a great show.
Thank you very much.
I have two guests. I have Natalie Kung and I have Pearl Kung, and both of them are here representing some slightly different Asian / Southern, but not South Asian, food. Welcome to the Food Show. Tell us a little bit about your product line here, and, well, let's talk about your background. Both of you come from, your families come from Asia originally, correct?
Correct. My parents are from the Hunan region and the Beijing region, but they really grew up in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. So after the communists took over, they grew up in Taiwan and immigrated to the United States for graduate school. They came over on academic scholarships. My dad went to Rice, then went to Georgia Tech, 1961, so very early on, and my mother got her teaching certificate at Georgia State University.
And Pearl, how about your family?
Well, basically, I'm her sister, and I'm here to support her. So this is my sister's company, and we all were born and raised in Atlanta, and it was a great experience as far as being part of the South and being in a community where we were like the only Asians around.
Well, now Atlanta's got a pretty good size Asian / Chinese community. You feel like you're a long-timer, right? You welcoming the new people?
We do. It's almost a different demographic. I think the Chinese people, and we were one of the first that went to Atlanta, really wanted to fit in. You know, we really just wanted to be part of the community. And I think now when you have more immigrants coming, there's more diversity, and they're unafraid to bring their own culture in and mix it up.
Well, you weren't afraid to take some Southern style and mix it with some Asian style. How did the genesis of this begin?
Well, these are really our family recipes. So it started with, you know, it's like your aunt, your grandmother, your dad. You know, these are recipes, these are dishes that we make at home and sauces that we make at home. And so when I started the business teaching cooking classes 5 years ago, you know, we would show people some of our favorite dishes. And it was really after teaching over 300 different classes that folks said, could you make it a little easier for us and put all these different ingredients in the sauce bottles that we could actually buy and make enjoy at home? And so really it was started with folks wanting to learn how to order off menus in the restaurants. They wanted to eat with us. They wanted to cook with us. I do Asian market tours, you know, to help demystify some of the products that they're not familiar with. And so this is really the sauces that we create at home. We use our own sauces, and they are made with local fresh ingredients. Many of them are Southern in origin, like the Georgia sweet Vidalia onion.
Yeah, I noticed that. Where did the mixing of the South and the Asian strike you? Was that originally in your plan, or did that was an aha moment at some point?
Well, this is really represents who we are. I mean, we grew up in Georgia, so we're really in many ways more southern, you know, southern in many of our lifestyle. My mom loves to go fishing. These are things that are local and fresh, and we like to, you know, try to eat healthy. So I think it was just kind of a convergence of we are southerners. And so you go to the market and you have your neighbors growing fresh tomatoes in the garden and maybe some onions, and you have Vidalia onion in Vidalia, Georgia, and we have a fresh stir-fry sauce that you want to have fresh ginger and some garlic and some onion, right? So you want to use what's local. So it's really not, I think it came naturally to us because we wanted to eat healthy. My dad doesn't like MSG. So it started early on with some of their tastes. And then you have the peaches, right? Yeah, so a sweet and sour sauce that has real fruit with Georgia peaches and some local honey. I mean, it just kind of made sense to us, I guess. So it wasn't really something we try, you know, we were kind of concocting, except in the kitchen eating what was fresh and local.
Right. Pearl, you said you're here to support Natalie's. What's your real life like?
Well, I'm actually an attorney, but apparently, I like to sell sauce better.
Well, that's good. Listen, where can people find your sauces? Are you in any of the stores anywhere, even in the Atlanta area?
We do work with the local specialty grocers. We are at a lot of local farmers markets, so you'll see us there. You can also buy it online if you're not in Atlanta.
What's your web address?
It is Chinese Southern Bell, BELLE.com, and you can send any questions or inquiries. We also travel to do parties and cooking classes. info@ChineseSouthernBell.com, and you can find us on all the social media, Pinterest and Facebook and Twitter and all the other ones too, on YouTube. We have some videos on YouTube as well.
Well, it's been great having you here. So, xie xie, y'all.
Thank you. Xie xie ni. And let's keep opening minds one mouth at a time. Bye-bye, y'all.
Our guest this time is Ian Johnson. We're talking about Koyo, C-O-Y-O, which is a wonderful marriage of yogurt, coconut, and other nice things, right?
Most certainly. We can't actually call it a yogurt because it is non-dairy, so we have to say it's a coconut milk yogurt alternative. It's completely dairy-free, gluten-free, no added sugars.
Tell me how the company got started and what your background was prior to the Koyo revelation.
My business partner and I were on a trip to Australia a couple of years ago, and we came across Koyo, which started its life just north of Brisbane. And we thought, wow, this is so good, it's so different, so unusual. So we decided that we needed to bring this product to the United States. So 6 months ago, we launched here in the United States Koyo.
Coconut is hot right now. I mean, it seems to be an ingredient in so many things, from water to desserts. It always has been. But it's got a life beyond candy bars, for a change.
Yes, it's high in calories, and it's high in saturated fat, but it's the good fat. So yes, it's amazing, its health benefits.
What other products do you have?
I also own a company called Los Choleros, where we do all dried chili peppers, rubs, blends, and mixes that we sell throughout the United States and Canada.
If people were interested in either of your products here in the States, how could they find it?
We're in most Whole Foods throughout the country. You can always go to our website at either koyo.us or loschaleros.com, and it gives the list of our retailers, but we do have distribution throughout the United States.
The Koyo comes in how many different flavors?
It comes in four flavors: a natural, a mixed berry, a raw chocolate, and a mango. Comes in two sizes.
And your favorite flavor?
I think chocolate has to be. We just use a raw cacao. It's almost like a mousse. It's wonderful, but it's great because it's dairy-free and it's vegan. So
makes everybody happy. Ian Johnson, thank you very much, from Los Choleros as well as from Koyo.
Thank you very much.
We're speaking with Cecile from Macaron Bakery, which got some beautiful, brightly colored goodies here for us. Tell us about your company.
Bonjour. We started our company in New York City 7 years ago. we arrived with the idea of baking macaron in New York City and have the American discover this French pastry. And it has been since a great success because we're opening this week our fourth store in New York.
It looks different than most people might think when they think of macaron. Tell us how you came to the bright colors and the shape and the layers that you use.
Right. So I had the chance to be trained in France, Paris, where I'm from, and I had also the chance to spend a lot of holidays in south of France and eat flowers and play with flowers and bake some recipe with flowers. That's why our line of products has a lot of flowers, macaron. You can find like honey lavender. You can find
it's very Provençal, right?
Exactly, you got it. That's why also that makes our difference.
It's like driving through the Luberon, and you can smell the air, you can smell the freshness, smell the leaves. How long has the company been around? You said you started, but when did you first go to market?
We started 7 years ago in the fashion district in New York, and we were very lucky because our customer used to go a lot to Paris, and they were like super amazed to find finally macaron in New York. That's how it all started.
If people wanted to know more about your company or to see your line of products, what would be your website address or where could they go in the New York area?
So they could go on our website, which is www.macaroncafe.com, and they can even order boxes to be shipped to their home wherever in the United States. So they can have the New York taste of French macaron in their home.
And your retail stores are in New York as well?
Right. All four retail stores are in New York.
And how can you find them? Just look them up in the phone book or online as well?
Yes. Everything is online. It's very easy to find us.
Okay. Thank you, Cecile. Appreciate it. Merci.
Merci, Steve.
And that does it for another week's Spectrum from the Fancy Food Show. We have one more show to go. Talk to you next time.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.